We had books, but not too many, and we didn't. My brother Fred used to paint a little. We had some of his paint, and he was like some of the chairs and furniture and cupboards that my brother Fred made. That we used to say he was. He was sort of a carpenter type of a thing, and he was handy in making things like that, and he'd always say, your brother Fred made this, they had gone to America. But as far as paintings and things, we didn't have too many of the rare things. The rare things over there would be things made of copper or jewelry, handmade jewelry, and materials that are woven with silk and gold, and the rugs.
But you didn't have oriental rugs in your house?
We had one or two pieces.
Were they pile rugs or kilim flat?
Kilim. We had a lot of kilims, which we did thing, and then we had one or two small rugs. We didn't have too many. My mother said that in her lifetime that she was married, they were three, four times they had ransacked their home, and they had to run away from their home, and everything was taken. The Kurds came in 1895, she said, and they even took the wool from the... No, they shook the wool out, and they took the covering of the wool mattresses and yorgans, and anything they could put their hands on. So they had to start all over again. We were not a rich family, because my father had gone through that, and he had too many children. Mm-hmm. But we were a cultured family, because we had a religious family.
Was there any music in your lives at all?
My brother played the violin. We sang. We had no piano.
She played the violin?
He played the violin.
So she had a violin.
He had a violin. All those things you get from the... A violin wouldn't be like this kind of family. It'll be a viola type of a little kamene. And I think they get through the missionaries, or people make it over there. Mm-hmm. Then they go to other
cities. Who was it that played it?
My brother Fred played it.
Oh.
Yes.
You mentioned, we didn't talk at all about food, preparation, obtaining the food, where it came from, how you stored it, and how you prepared it.
The food is all, you get the wheat and wash it, boil it and wash it to make your bulgur. You take it to the chavashk, what will that be, mill. So they could make your refine it and make different kinds of bulgur, and then there's the other kind that you make some cornstarch thing, dzedzats and gorgod, and you have your lentils and the flour again. Whatever it is, you buy and take it over, and they refine it for you. This is all have to be paid. They have different mills that. Everything is done. But everything is bought as raw material. Nothing is prepared. Every family prepares their own. It's stored in special houses, contain special places, cold section, back section, that special things are stored in earthenware containers, great big ones.
Did you ever go to the marketplace?
Yes, once in a while, but we had to be guided, because they were afraid. The Turkish people always thought, like to steal Armenian children.
You thought that they would?
The Turkish people did, and your parents thought that you shouldn't go alone.
Who took you to the market when you
went? Maybe your brother, your father, or you went with the group.
Was it a special treat for you to go?
Yes, it was a special treat, because then you buy goodies, and once in a while they sell candies, and if you had a few pieces of candy, it's a great thing to go and have.
So who would bring home these large sacks of wheat? And would they buy them from the
marketplace? Your father goes and buys it in the marketplace, and they have a special... Hamals, people that carry things in their back, I don't know what you call it, hamals, and they'll bring it over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to the house. As far as people doing work for you, everything that has to be done, there's a special people who would come, and you could hire, and they'll come and do it. Some like that hamal type of things, those are Turkish people. Mm-hmm. And they're mostly Kurds too, and they bring your wood. and they have special people who bring your yuch, the fat that, that you have to prepare, and you have to really preserve that for whole winter. Mm-hmm. And your meat is very scarce in our part of the country. You have it in the spring, but in the winter it's too cold. Hardly anybody comes over to the marketplace. They can't even bring it over. But you buy maybe, we don't use any beef there much. You buy about 10, 12 heads of lamb. And that lamb is, you buy it, and they cut into pieces, and you cook that. Cook it in its own fat, and cook it so that it preserves itself. And you keep it all winter, and that's your source of cooking.
How did you preserve it? It's not, what's it called?
Well, chawurma. Chawurma.
You cook it in its own fat, and then it's covered with fat? Is that the
Then it is that it's covered with fat, that, and then, of course, your houses have sub-cellars, and it's cool enough, and you cover it, and you just, like, seal it. The mothers have way of sealing this. And then every morning, when everybody, she's going to cook fasulya, she's going to cook pilaf, all that is cooked with that, your vegetable.
You take a little bit of carbon off.
You dig some of that, some meat and some fat, and you cook it. And the fatter your meat is, the better it is. Then it's considered very good meat.
And was it highly salted so that it would be good?
You salt it. You salt it that it's... more on salty side, salt side than unsalty. Mm-hmm.
You salt it. What time of year would you buy this?
This will be in the fall.
Mm-hmm. So it'll keep.
So perhaps around here it would be October, November, just before the frost sets in, just before they stop bringing meat.
Mm-hmm. So you have it all winter, and then in the spring again. You
in the spring, then you buy fresh meat, and you don't make kawarma as much in the spring as you do in the fall. Yes.
Did you have any chickens yourself? Did you have any animals at all in your house?
Most people have chickens.
You did?
They keep chicken. We had a lamb. Oh. A little lamb, yes.
As a pet?
As a pet. And then when it gets fatty, you kill it and eat it. The children don't see this, but they do it. I remember having a few chickens. Not too many, because I don't think our house was appropriate for that. And again, my mother didn't like the dirt. It wasn't so sanitary for the children.